and down, back again. Saw empty houses on dead end streets. People lining up for something to eat. Used to the man for watching me. In the new millennium. did record it and I'd get rich and wouldn't have to work so hard. Well, he never calls, he never writes. Thank you.
The way it got started is I realized in the middle of the last tour that I had the the best band I've ever had on the stage.
Yeah!
And we recorded. I'm sure if we can, just going to record this band. But then we're traveling around the second summer of the last tour, and there's always a second summer of every. And we, you know, I have to write songs about something, and I was writing about what I saw outside the window. And I'm mostly south of the border, but I saw some pretty different things here, too, than I'd ever seen before. And I realized that what I was seeing was an America that Woody Guthrie saw for the first time. My job was invented by Bob Dylan, like as he was sort of inventing himself in Woody's image, but nobody that did this job, being a singer-songwriter before me, including Bob, you know, saw what Woody saw times this hard all the way around the world. So I got to thinking about that. And I was also in a television program called Tremé, and Tremé is about these economic times we're living through too, because the reason New Orleans is still fucked up is because of lack of funds. It's really that simple. You cannot take over the world and lower taxes at the same time. It just doesn't work. You don't have money to help people out, so this story begins in New Orleans. Personal effects, and they come across a guitar case filled with unfinished music. And this is one of those unfinished tunes. Although, actually, it was always finished.
Yeah. This city will never drown. Sit the boards and the
don't settle down. Take it back when I do it.
Thank you. Amazing.